This is Andrew with Geek News Central. I'm with Bruno from Mojis. They have a brilliant little gadget that turns any object into an amazing musical instrument. And what we actually have here is a bicycle. Bruno, tell us a bit more.
Hello, my name is Bruno. So the idea that I had about 2 years ago was to make a system that was really simple and that would allow everyone, despite of his technical or musical skills, to make sound from every object around them, and to take advantage of the power of electronic music and to see the world around us with a new musical lens. The object is extremely simple to use. You just plug the sensor onto the object you want to play. You connect it to an iPhone and then to headphones or loudspeaker, and you're ready to go.
And just for those of you listening, the object is probably just about two and a half centimeters across and about 2.5 centimeters high. It's like a little almost fat button that sits on the object.
Yes, and the way it works is basically it contains a piezo transducer that converts all the vibrations that we make when we touch the object into an electric signal that is then sent to the iPhone, which run an analysis algorithm to understand the way we touch this object and pass this information to a sound engine that create the sounds.
Okay. So it's a bit like some of these, these speakers that we see where people stick the speaker, but in reverse.
Exactly. Okay. It's exactly like that. And the application can run in two different modes. The song mode allows you to preload a song, any song you want, and then basically you can play the melody of this song through the system, so by tapping on the object you selected. Or the free mode, which allows you to improvise completely. So the system performs a gesture recognition algorithm that tries to understand the way you play the object, what kind of gesture you do, and associate all this gesture to a different musical note.
So basically, as you sort of touch the object differently, the sound comes out a bit differently.
Exactly. Yes.
Okay. That's great. Can you give us a wee demonstration?
Absolutely. So I'm gonna give you a demonstration of the free mode now.
That's great.
And then the other mode.
That's great. I mean, I'm sure our listeners won't really believe that you're actually playing a bicycle there.
I guess so. But yes, everyone is going to be able to play this really shortly. So we're planning to launch the pro version at the end of this year and then the mass production one next year.
Okay. And how much is it likely to cost?
We don't know yet. I think the pro version around 800 quid, and then it's going to be much cheaper next year.
Okay, look, thanks very much, Bruno.
Thank you.